Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Can you say, blessed be the name of the Lord? Can all of you say, blessed be the name of the Lord? Now, the rest of all of you, can you all say it as well? Blessed be the name of the Lord. We've been talking about your kingdom authority. And it's vitally important to understand our kingdom authority and our kingdom mandate, what it means for us, to us, and what we can do in our own lives. You heard some of that from my wife, how we had to stand on the Word of God in the face of the storms and the onslaught. And together, we encouraged each other, obviously, and we got through this whole deal together. But the point is that if you stick with the Word, it's going to work for you. Listen, if I've got the Word of God, then I've got God. And if I've got God, I've got everything. I mean, that's enough for us to just pack up now and go home. If I've got the Word of God, I've got God, because He is the Word. And if I've got God, what else do I need? And so I've got to stand and believe on that stuff. You see, we try not to teach what we haven't experienced through practice and trial and tribulation. We've practiced it all. But when God blessed mankind in Genesis 1:28, He empowered us, if you remember, to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, to subdue the earth, and to have dominion over everything that is on the earth. That was God giving us a mandate right there in the garden already. And He empowered us to prosper in those areas. You understand that? He empowered us. And then we lost it through what happened with Adam and Eve. But Jesus Christ came back and took back the authority for us. You see, Adam gave, legally he could give his authority, which was our authority, to anyone. And he gave it to the devil. And that's why when the devil tempted Jesus, said, if you worship me, I'll give you all of this. It was a genuine temptation, because it wouldn't have been a temptation if he had nothing to give. But it was given to him, handed over to him by Adam. And what happened was Jesus came back and said, now I'm transferring you, translating you from the power of the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of His dear Son. And Galatians and many other places tell us we've been redeemed from the curse, from the bondage, from the power of the devil. Amen. So we've got the mandate back in those that are born again, and now we're going to operate from a position of power. Come on. I operate from a position of power and victory. I don't operate from under power. I'm over that. The devil is under my feet. I'm not under his. I was under his feet for the longest time, with my finances, with my health, with relationship issues, you name it. I was under the power of the devil, and I fell for every lie that he had to offer. But I found out what God had given to me, and I found out that I am actually over him. Now, he doesn't want you to get a hold of this, because when you understand faith and what faith can do, you have given him a problem. So he will come with deception. When the word is sown, I'm teaching you life skills today in the kingdom. Amen. That's what I'm bringing you. I'm bringing you life skills to be victorious, not just in one area, but every area of your life. But the Bible says when the word is preached, immediately. How long does he wait? You don't wait. He comes immediately to steal that word. Well, how does he steal the word? He can't get into my heart and rip it out. He can't get into my mind and rip it out. How he gets rid of the word is he puts thoughts in there that contradict what you've just heard. And he'll also bring actions to prove his point. I just preached on healing and all of a sudden you start feeling sick. You say, see, it doesn't work. And you fall for the deception and you're under his feet in that area. So this is vitally important. I'm teaching life skills for kingdom-minded people. Amen. Amen. Yes. I want you to become kingdom-minded. When you become kingdom-minded, you will operate with God's faith. And when you operate with God's faith, you're in now faith. Not future faith. Don't say, I'm getting it. It's coming. I know it's going to happen. That's future faith. Amen. Now faith is, I've got it. It's happened in the natural realm. I might wait for it for a couple of days, but in the spiritual realm, I got it. Amen. Amen. And the problem is, my wife said it one time, we tend to shrink the vision, the great vision that God gives us through our logic. Through the facts, through where my faith and my theology lie, I shrink the thing to suit me so I can receive it and I can maybe believe that because it's my theology, it's my faith, it's the facts that I understand, but now I've shrunk something that God says, no, your ways are not the same as my ways, your thoughts are not my thoughts. I've got something so big for you. So don't shrink the vision. Come up higher. Amen. Amen. We've got to come up higher. I remember when they said that building was available to us. We met there, and this was supernatural, the way God had already given me an introduction to the person who was selling the building, the realtor, 3 months before. Just amazing how supernaturally we came together and had a chat. 5 minutes, I'll never saw him again for 3 months. But now all of a sudden we're interested in buying the building. So the realtor arranges to see us and meet us there. And then the person who's helping us with our finances, he meets us there as well. And we walk through the school, myself, my wife, and these two guys, and I don't know them from Adam. Actually, I know Adam better than them. And so after we walk through this place and my mouth is on the floor, my chin is like, wow, are you serious? We stood outside and I said, do you guys mind if I pray? And this, not at all. So I took hands, we all stood around there and we prayed right outside Virginia College and we called it in, right there. I said, I'm praying right now and we thank you, Lord, that we occupy this place as ours. We take it in the name of Jesus. Even though it was too costly for our natural ability. You don't understand the price we paid there. It was way above the natural situation we were facing. But we prayed in faith. We left it. And as we were walking away, we got off the pavement just a step down. And we were walking away. The realtor said, oh, by the way, the restaurant over there on US 1 is yours as well. It's part of the deal. So I said, we'll take it. I'm not joking. This is God. Now we could have stood there and said, now, well, you know, we're going to go and start. There's a strip mall down the road and we can get maybe 4 or 5 bays and continue growing there. And God would have said to us, that's not my best for you now. So if we had to look at it in the natural realm, we would have backed off. I'm not joking. We would have said, can't do it. Let's go. Amen. But we stood on the word of God. Faith will work for whoever works the word of God. Amen. Can you say amen? Ephesians 1:3. Look what he says here. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus. All because he sees us wrapped into Christ. How many of you are in Christ? Amen. And how many of you Christ in you? Amen. That's the hope of glory, right? I'm wrapped into Christ. So when God looks at me, he sees me through the blood and he sees me through his son, Jesus. wrapped in the arms of my Lord and Savior. Come on, you got to get that, okay? He says, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ, this is why we celebrate and bless him with all our hearts. My heart is yours forever. Amen. Did you sing it? Yes. Did you deliver? Yes. You got to give the deliverables, folk. You got to give your heart. Yes. Don't just sing it. Anyone can do that. Joe Soap, unsaved in the world, do that. We in the kingdom of God don't do that. Our word is our bond. Amen. Amen. So we sing in my heart is yours forever. Do you know while we were singing that, God dropped this in my life. His heart is ours forever. What can separate me from the love of God? Can hell, can tribulation, can demons, can angels, can distance, can height, can anything separate me from the love which is in Christ? Not a chance. Amen. So my heart is yours forever. He gave me his heart way before I gave him mine. So it's easy to give lip service. These people honor me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. I hope none of you were singing with your heart not in it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Okay, moving on. We already have everything we will ever need for every good work. According to that scripture, we've already got it. Hello? So if I've got it, why do I have to ask for it rather than going, take it? And we'll look into that as we go. Think about this. The ram that Abraham needed for the sacrifice was already prepared. Before he took Isaac up that mountain, before he was going to sacrifice his son, that ram before the foundation of the earth was prepared and planned for him to have at the precise moment he needed it. And he was really, listen, Abraham, let me tell you something about that man. He is the father of our faith. Now don't get confused. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. But Abraham is the father of our faith. He believed so much so that he had that dagger and he was about to plunge it into his one and only begotten son. Well, his actual son from his own wife. And he was going to do it, sacrifice him all the way to the point when the angel screamed, don't do it. Don't do it. He was completely convinced that should he have gone through with it, God was able and would raise his son. You see, Abraham had a faith that was completely in 100% in agreement with God. The Bible says he was fully persuaded. Yes. To be in faith is you're fully persuaded. Yes. Doubt means there's a conflict in your heart. Faith means I'm fully persuaded. Yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. And if I'm fully persuaded, why would I not go through with it? He was fully persuaded, even though his wife was now in her 90s, he was at 99, he was fully persuaded that God would give him the promised child. He wasn't at first, neither was she. That's where Ishmael came from, and look at the results right now in Israel. You can see what's going on there. Amen? But I believe that it was his faith, Abraham's faith in God and being fully persuaded that got that ram in position at the perfect time. Our faith is what draws what God's already provided to us. It's in our faith, the arm of faith, the spiritual eye. We're going to talk about this a little bit as we go. Think about this. Even Isaac, the son, the promised son, came into this realm through faith. He had faith to believe God, fully persuaded that he would have that promised child, came through faith. When you're fully persuaded, what you believe in God for will take place.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times.